This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashehra is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm across the country. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Dashehra celebrations at Lal Kila Maidan in Delhi. They witnessed the burning of effigies of Demon King Ravan, his brother Kumbhakaran and son Meghnad, which signifies the victory of good over evil. Thousands of people attended the Dashehra program organized by the Shri Dharmik Leela Committee at Lal Kila Maidan. In Karnataka, the 10-day-long Mysuru Dasara festival culminated with a grand Jambu Savari or elephant procession on the Vijayadashmi day today. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah offered floral obeisance to Goddess Chamundeshwari placed in the 750-kilogram golden howdah carried by Dasara elephant Abhimanyu during the Kumbh Lagna. In Uttar Pradesh, the traditional Tilkotsav ceremony of Gorakshapithadhishwar was held at the Gorakhnath temple in Gorakhpur on the auspicious occasion of Vijayadashmi. In Jammu, over 4 lakh pilgrims paid obeisance at the revered shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi during the auspicious Sharadiya Navratri this year. Reports of the Dashehra celebrations have also come in from various other states and abroad. PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity has completed 3 years today, having achieved significant milestones in transforming the country's infrastructure landscape. This master plan was launched in 2021 to provide multimodal connectivity infrastructure to various economic zones. PM Gati Shakti has integrated 44 central ministries and 36 states and union territories for planning and executing infrastructure projects. It has achieved the milestone of assessing 208 big-ticket infrastructure projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees of various ministries. The national logistics policy under this scheme aims to reduce logistics costs, improve India's Logistics Performance Index LPI ranking to be among the top 25 countries by 2030 and promote data-driven decision-making. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that PM Gati Shakti has brought a paradigm shift in how India plans and implements infrastructure projects. The registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme this evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the scheme. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, on entering its 100th year. In a social media post, Mr. Modi congratulated all the volunteers on the historic milestone. He also said that this resolve and dedication to Ma Bharati will inspire every generation of the country and will also fill new energy in realizing a developed India. Senior leader of the Nationalist Congress Party and former Minister of Maharashtra, Baba Siddiqui, was shot dead in the Bandra area of Mumbai late night. He was 66 years old. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has informed that police have arrested 2 individuals in connection with the incident. Shots were fired at Mr. Siddiqui while he was at the office of his son Zeeshan Siddiqui, the MLA of Bandra East. Mr. Siddiqui was rushed to the nearby Leelavati Hospital with serious injuries, where he later succumbed to his wounds. Leelavati Hospital subsequently confirmed his death. Till February this year, he was in Congress but later joined Ajit Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party. In men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 133 runs in the third and final T20 international and clinched the series by a margin of 3-0. Chasing 298 runs, the visitors were restricted to 164 for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. Batting first, India posted a mammoth total of 297 runs in the stipulated 20 overs. Sanju Samson scored 111 in 47 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.